This week's film is Long Shot, starring Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen. Just a week after Pulitzer Prize-winning critic Wesley Morris lamented the decline of the romantic comedy, in his New York Times article, "Rom-coms were corny and retrograde, why do I miss them so much?" director Jonathan Levine takes a modernized bite at the rom-com apple. In Long Shot, Seth Rogen plays Freddie Flarsky, a liberal alt-news writer who never met a drug or counter-argument he didn't like. Flarsky quits his job when a conservative news mogul buys his publication and lands a job writing speeches for his childhood babysitter, who just happens to be Secretary of State Charlotte Field, played by the glamorous Charlize Theron. Miss Field is on the verge of a presidential campaign and has all the qualities of a winner. Well, except apparently a high society boyfriend and a sense of humor. After some election polling, Field's staff encourages her to cozy up to Canada's most eligible political bachelor, played by Alexander Skarsgård. Flarsky, on the other hand, is exactly the opposite of what her staff has in mind, but he's given a shot to add some funny punchlines to the secretary's speeches. The rest is, well, pretty predictable, except managing to make Alexander Skarsgård less attractive than Seth Rogen. That was a surprise. However, Long Shot is more than a long shot to be the next Pretty Woman or Harry Met Sally. While the lead cast does their best to shine above a lackluster script, the film takes the easy path to lowbrow humor. Now, admittedly, I'm a John Cusack say-anything boombox outside the bedroom window kind of a guy, and I'll confess I can enjoy Love Actually even when it's not Christmas. I'll even take Matt Damon's 20 seconds of insane courage speech from We Bought a Zoo. But director Jonathan Levine can only muster about 10 seconds of courage in this film. And let's just say, when Peter Gabriel's song cries out, "Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside," he wasn't referring to a burst of internal bodily fluids that Longshot seems to continuously mine for cheap laughs. Romantic comedy's irresistible charms flow from connection and vulnerability, not TMI regarding grossly embarrassing moments. I'm a Seth Rogen fan, and in a few small moments, he's given the space to shed his stoner routine and connect his character emotionally with the Secretary of State. But those moments are too fleeting, and not even another outstanding performance by O'Shea Jackson Jr., who had his breakout playing his dad in Straight Out of Compton, can save this film from its boorish depiction of partisan political humor. So, on my ski trail rating system, Longshot earns my intermediate blue ski trail rating. Don't get me wrong, if you're driving through Colorado this weekend indulging in locally permitted cannabis tourism, Long Shot is your film. But I circle back to Wesley Morris's New York Times summary. Quote, "Rom-coms find something funny about loneliness, curiosity, attraction, intimacy, conflict, and rapprochement. Maybe it's the featherweight of genres, but maybe it's also among the most important. This is movie making that explores a basic human wonder about how to connect with a person who's not you." Unquote. Given our current oversimplified political and unconnected social climate, Long Shot is perhaps the rom-com we deserve. We can do better. Long Shot is rated R for strong but brief sexual content, language, drug use, and the opposite of camp fashion on display at the Met Gala. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review.
The Friday Film Review is sponsored by Park City Film, presenting independent cinema in Summit County since 1995. ParkCityFilm.org.